Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and avocado too, eh?
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us.
Humboldt County is a really unique area, and we have an opportunity to have varieties that really do well for us, even coastal versus inland. Every time seed is grown, it's selected. Every act of seed saving is an act of selection and plant breeding.
Today's guest is Jared Zystro. Jared is the California Research and Education Specialist for the nonprofit organization Organic Seed Alliance, and he has a master's degree in plant breeding and plant genetics from the University of Wisconsin and has worked in the organic seed industry for over 6 years, managing seed production at two farms and conducting research and education projects with Organic Seed Alliance. First of all, let's find out what Organic Seed Alliance is. I know that it's a nonprofit organization. What sorts of things do you do?
The Organic Seed Alliance, we're a national nonprofit. We're based in Washington, but we have offices in Colorado and Montana and here in California. Our primary mission is to develop and steward the genetic resources of agricultural seed. So that's kind of a broad and maybe vague mission, but specifically some of the things that we do, we have three main programs: advocacy, research, and then education. So our advocacy program, which I'm not as much involved in, we work with policy and with legal efforts to protect seed from things like GMO contamination, from seed industry concentration. So Kiki Hubbard in Montana does a lot of that. Then we have our research program that does plant breeding is one of our main focuses. So breeding new varieties specifically for organic conditions. For example, I was down in Shively pollinating sweet corn for a new organically bred sweet corn variety. And then our education program has a lot of different facets, including workshops, publications that you can find online on seed saving, on seed production, and then we also hold a seed growers conference every 2 years.
Okay, and what's been happening recently with seeds, and why should we be concerned enough to get involved?
The seed world right now is really at a crossroads. What we have going on is an incredible amount of concentration of all of our diversity, our biodiversity of agricultural seed in the hands of just a few companies. For example, right now, the top four seed companies sell about 43% of seed that you might buy around the world. And in the U.S., 80% of corn, soy, cotton acres are planted to just varieties of one company, Monsanto. What that means for us is that there is a lot less choice out there. There's less choice about who we buy from. There's less choice about what we buy. Because as each one of these companies buys another company, they're going to eliminate some of the least profitable varieties that they have. They're looking for varieties that they can sell lots of seed of and sell it around the world. And so smaller niches like organic, more locally adapted varieties, these things get thrown in the waste bin, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Because they don't make as much money.
Exactly. Yeah. If they can only sell a variety to one little part of California, they're not going to want to bother producing it.
Now, with organic foods, is it required that farmers who have organic land and are raising organic products, is it required that they use organic seed?
The requirement for organic seed is that farmers source organic seed if they can find it in the varieties that they need. So there's been kind of a loophole there because there isn't enough availability for a lot of varieties of organic seed. So farmers right now will go through, generally they're required to look at least three catalogs and see if they can find the variety that they want in organic seed.
And it seems like the requirements of the plants, if you're growing them organically, is going to be different than conventional farming. And so you might want seed that is specifically organic seed just to be able to grow something that's better suited with the types of inputs that you have.
That's exactly right. There's two reasons why organic farmers might want to use organic seed. I mean, one is that it's a requirement, but one of the reasons it's a requirement is because the production of conventional seed is a fairly high input system as far as lots of pesticides, lots of herbicides, and then seed treatments. And there's a lot of toxins that are involved in that system. And so if we're supporting organic agriculture, we'd like to think that we're supporting it in its entirety. And then the other part is what you just said, that seeds that are grown organically, most seed production also involves a small amount of actually plant breeding that happens every time seed is grown, it's selected. Every act of seed saving is an act of selection and plant breeding. And so in that act, seeds that are grown organically are selected to be grown and thrive in organic conditions.
Mm-hmm. So a seed that is developed using lots of pesticides and lots of chemical fertilizers might not do as well in organic conditions.
Yeah, that's kind of a fundamental tenet of plant breeding.
Why isn't there enough organic seed available? Is there anything else you'd like to share about that?
Yeah, I think that the number one thing is that our seed industry that exists right now is not interested in small markets like organics. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of grassroots interest in organic seed and producing organic seed. There's a lot of small farmers out there that are growing organically, would like to be producing seed. And what's missing, I think, a lot of it is education on how to do that and how to do it profitably, and then connection to the markets, connecting seed producers to seed buyers, to other farmers. And so those are some of the things OSA is really working on.
And it seems like there's also that connection with the ultimate end use of the product. I'm thinking about, in particular here, we have Eel River Organic Breweries, and, you know, they're working to produce organic beer. However, it's been very difficult for them to get the organic hops. And so that can kind of drive a market, it seems.
Yeah, it's a chicken and the egg thing when it comes to organic seed, where farmers can't find enough organic seed. And so some have just given up. They say, well, we can't find it, the varieties we need, or we can't find it in the quantities we need. And so because of that, then seed companies, on the other hand, are saying, well, organic farmers aren't necessarily buying organic seed. They're buying conventional seed. A recent survey that OSA did looked at farmers across the country, but here in California, only about 38% of seed that organic farmers use is organic. So a seed company would look at that and say, why do I even bother, you know, even when the niche of organic farmers isn't buying it?
Right. I think it helps, too, when the end user then is pretty persistent and demanding the product enough that there creates a market for that.
That's right. Yeah. And they have to know that market exists.
And then local climates are really important, taking that into account, that there are all these little microclimates or all these different soil conditions that exist in different areas that require specific seed for those areas.
Right. Back, say, even 100 years ago, there were seed companies that were scattered all throughout the country. You know, every county had a plant breeder. Every, you know, few counties, there might be a seed company. And farmers were all saving their own seed. And as I said before, we have this concentration. Well, if we can decentralize seed saving and plant breeding again, we can produce varieties that are adapted to those individual microclimates. You know, Humboldt County is a really unique area, and we have an opportunity to have varieties that really do well for us, even coastal versus inland.
Now, if people want to get more information, they can contact seedalliance.org. I have been talking with Jared Zeistro, and Jared is the California Research and Education Specialist for the nonprofit organization Organic Seed Alliance. Thank you, Jared.
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.